You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
What is domestic training when it comes to marriage relationships and compatibility? Upon no account should the marriage relation be entered upon until the parties have knowledge of the duties of a practical domestic life. The wife should have a culture of mind and manners that she may be qualified to rightly train the children that may be given to her. However, is this only supposed to be done by women? I certainly don't think so. But anyway, we are joined on the line by Dr. Catherine Simbo, who's going to be helping us, you know, unpack this and understand who actually needs this training, this domestic training. Is it a joint thing? Is it a particular gender thing or ganjani? But yeah, so do let me know your thoughts as well on our WhatsApp line on +27 7 3 4 7 0 3 5 2 0. Dr. Catherine, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I hope that you are well and ready for the Sabbath.
Yes, I am ready. Thank you, Janelle.
Amen. Before we get into it, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray so that the Holy Spirit may guide us in this conversation?
Sure. Let us pray.
Yes, sir.
A kind and loving Father, we want to thank you and praise your name for life today. We thank you for the many blessings that you give us. We thank you even for this opportunity that we can discuss this important topic for the glory of your name. Send your Holy Spirit to guide us, because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Why is it that preparation for marriage is essential, and at what stage should this preparation start? You know, we have Dr. Catherine, we have young ladies whom from the very young age, you know, they've already started planning the wedding day and they don't plan the marriage, you know, but from a very young age. So at what age should they start preparing for marriage? And also, why is the preparation very much essential?
Thank you. So preparation for marriage is so essential. It's such an important venture. Mm. The union of two people who live together for the rest of their lives. And this was ordained, of course, by God himself. So such an important union, we need to prepare for it. Mm. And both the man and the woman need to prepare for it. When should they start to prepare for it? Mm-hmm. And it's important to prepare for it. I forgot to add this, because we see, sadly, so many divorces after a short period of time. And that speaks to the lack of preparation that should have gone before two people decided to tie the knot. Mm-hmm. When should this preparation start? Mm-hmm. This preparation should actually start in the home as the boys and the girls are growing up. That's when the preparation should start. It will not start a month before the wedding. In some cultures, including mine, a month before the wedding, the woman is taken under a series of lessons, what to do in the home, what to do with the husband, and so on, and equally the man is taken. Mm. But I think that is too late. Mm. If they were not taught how to run the home, what to do in the home as they were growing up, that 1 month, that 2 months, that 3 months, they are now, they are excited, they are tired, they're just looking forward to the wedding, it will not yield much. So it should start as the children are growing up, both boys and girls. Not just the girl child, but even the boy child should be taught domestic training. They should be given domestic training, meaning that they should know how a home should be run. And a home won't be run by one person. It's both of them. So they need to know, how are they going to deal with family relations? How are they going to train and teach the children or even other dependents that will come into their home. So this should start as the children are growing up in the home. So both need to know the practical duties of life in the home. It's not just for the woman.
And looking at those practical duties, what are we then preparing for? What is that exactly that they are preparing for? Are they in terms of, for example, learning how to cook, learning how to wash the dishes and everything else? Or there's more to it?
Thank you. So, yes, it includes all that. So for the girl child, yes, it includes, she should know how to keep the home clean and tidy and orderly. She should know all the household duties that are supposed to be done in the home. Even if she's educated, she's going to have servants, but she should be able to guide and instruct them how to follow hygiene rules, the diet, how to prepare wholesome meals. Because if she herself doesn't know, they will do their own things. And the husband may not even be happy with those meals. It depends where they came from, those meals. She's supposed to guide.
He will cook for himself.
And teach them. Yes, teach them what she wants them to prepare.
Yeah.
So the girl child should know how to cook, how to clean, how to dress. It's the mother who should teach her. How to dress in the home, how to dress when she's going in the public, how to dress when she's going just for recreation, when she's going to church. So it starts as she is growing up. Sometimes I look at women that I think are improperly dressed, and then I feel so sad because probably they were not taught that you need to dress like this and like that. And then it's unfair to just judge them or tell them off. I have a young sister who, when we were going around, she had so much, she has that courage. She said, stop the car by the side. And then she'll call the girl, why are you dressed like that? That's not right. And then, but I don't have that courage. But I'll just feel sorry. But they don't know any better. They were not taught by their mothers. They were growing up. And then for the men, even another thing to learn is just how to put a stitch. If a dress is torn, she shouldn't throw it away. She may have a lot of money, yes, but you can put two stitches just to close that hole. She should know how to mend clothes. And if she knows, it means that as she is bringing up her own children, she will teach them to do that so that they won't live a wasteful life. And then for the men, they should also know how to clean dishes. You have homes where probably they are only boys. They are no girls.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that the woman in that home and the maids are the only ones who should clean and cook. No. Everybody can learn how to cook. Everybody should learn, even the man, just how to tidy the home. So that when he's married and the wife is busy, the baby is crying, she needs to set the table, she needs to clean, he already knows what to do. She won't have to say, honey, can you please help? I'm busy. No, automatically he will step in. My wife is busy. And if surely you love your wife, you just start helping. You can wipe the dishes. Doesn't make him less of a man. He can be able to babysit. Doesn't make him less of a man. So even the boy child should teach, should be taught all the household duties. Setting the table, cleaning the table, clearing the table, gardening, just see, making the yard clean. Yes, we have servants, but if the boy child knows how to do it, they don't lose anything at all. They need to know how to water the garden. If there are chickens are outside, just how to feed those chickens. Just how to feed the dog.
Yeah.
Just about everything that can be found around the home, the boy and the girl, they need to be taught as they are growing up. For only then can they be useful husbands to their wives. So it's almost about like everything, everything that happens in the home, they should be taught. That there's time to work, time to study, time for prayer so that when they have their own homes, they will also order their home like that. There will be time when they are praying, they are studying the Bible and so on. But if they never learned it as they were growing up, they won't know. So it won't just come automatically to them or by magic. They need to be taught. They need to be taught.
And
for the woman, reminded of a quote from Ellen G. White, a knowledge of domestic duties is beyond price to every woman, no matter how educated they may be, no matter how many servants they may have.
So looking at the issues, you know, we spoke about, you gave various examples that are there. Once the domestic training is done and also done properly, because I think it can be done wrongly, hey, if it's done properly now, how
yes.
can it now improve the quality of the home, the quality of the marriage?
So if the domestic training is done properly, it means that actually the quality of life in the home, beyond a doubt, will be improved because this home will be orderly, and when the duties to be done, they are shared, it means that there'll be more time for everybody to sit together, to just bond, to just have family time. So it means that this home will be bright, this home will be happy, there'll be peace in this home. Imagine if the children are not taught any of these things. It means that when they come from school, they just eat and they just be watching TV.
Yeah.
And it's the mother, probably, and the servants to do all the
Everything.
Work. She'll be tired at the end of the day. There's no time for her to sit and be able to contribute anything meaningful. It reminds me of my working days. So I'll be tired from work. I am obstetrician. And by the time it is time for prayer, I would be dozing. And I remember how my husband would rebuke me because that was such a bad example. We just start to have family prayers and I would be seriously dozing because I've come back. I'm tired where I have come from. And so the example I'm giving is just to help that when we share the work, it means that not one person will be tired, but everybody has had a share. So there's time remaining, quality time for the family. So I think there'll be peace, there'll be happiness in this home. There'll be time each day to just share as a family the word of God or any other areas of life. But if these domestic duties are not taught to the children, then there's no time for such, because it means that the mother is toiling alone until late in the night just to make sure everything is tidy before the next day. And by the time she's finishing, everyone else is asleep.
Yeah.
So that certainly domestic training for all members of a family improves the quality of life in that home.
So if a man says, "I mean, I'm not for this domestic training, you know, I'm not interested in that, or I'm okay, you know, I know how to cook my one meal and so forth and so on," what other training can the men go for then if they say they don't want to do the domestic training?
So there's so many other things that men can do, that men can be trained in, if they're not for the idea of the domestic chores. And I've seen and I've heard men like that. But there's still other things that they can learn. For example, they can learn to just do what they can call practical jobs jobs that require their hands, such as repairing simple things like, you know, a tap is broken and you need to pay money to find a plumber just to fix a broken tap. preparing verbs, such small simple things around the home.
Mm.
Surely they can be able to do that, because those are, I should say, maybe muscular, more masculine like jobs. And that includes, you know, slashing around the home, gardening in the rainy season. That is masculine, and it's also exercise for their body.
Mm.
If you are going to slash, or just the keeping the yard tidy, in case you don't have a servant.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot of things that they can do if they don't want to do the domestic chores. And they can be giving a good example to the boy child who is growing up, seeing the father doing all these other jobs that they are able to do. You know, a tap is leaking, just fixing it, instead of calling the plumber, changing bulbs and so on, like I've already said. So there are other home duties that the man can learn to do. Also, on top of that, they can also learn how to manage a business.
Mm.
Because no matter how small a business is, if they don't know how to manage it, that business may not grow. That business may just collapse. But there are principles that are involved in managing a business, no matter how small it may be.
Hmm.
And also other things such as, what they call, I can call crafts work,
yeah,
or wood work, or whatever it may be. Anything like that is not directly related to the home duties in the house or in the kitchen, they should be able to. They can't just sit and say that I'm a man, therefore I'll just wait for the wife to cook and that's it. They can iron, a man can iron, a woman can iron. So there's still a lot they can do if they don't like the dishes and the cooking and whatever is in the kitchen. So there's still a lot that they can learn to do that will improve the quality of life in that home.
So, and you know, I'm liking how you also brought in the issue of crafts, meaning that, for example, if the kitchen door falls, you know, the cupboard falls, doors falls, we shouldn't be calling someone. I mean, you are here, you are a man. You should be able to fix them, you know. So when it comes to, when it comes to now teaching the children what we have learned, whose role is it? Or both parents can teach the children those domesticated roles?
So it is the duty of both parents, but the bulk of the responsibility falls on the woman, because she will be found with the children more than the dad. Probably the dad has gone for work and she is just in the home. It means that she'll have to do much of this teaching. If both go for work, then still there needs to be some balance. For example, when you're off duty, you as a lady, or on the weekends, that means you need to work extra harder to make sure that the children are learning these domestic chores and duties. But more often than not, find that us women will be with the children more times, and therefore we need to make sure that as they are growing up, they are learning everything that they need to learn, whether as women, as girls, or as boys.
I know. I think it's a lot, and I think for me, you know, Doc, it's that with all of these trainings that we get, it's good for us to pass them on to our children. And I've seen that with the times, you know, things are changing. When we were growing up, we'd see our mothers, you know, bustling and bustling there by the fireplace doing this while the father is sitting drinking tea. But I've seen that, you know, these days things have changed where, when the mother is cooking, the father is doing homework. When the father is doing homework, the mother is cooking or cleaning. When the mother is washing, the father is hanging the clothes. You know, things have started to change. So I think that maybe if we are all open to that, you know, it can be okay, but not go with that. No, their husband's job is to sit and read the newspaper. You know, gone are those days, I believe. But it depends on cultures as well. But thank you so much, Doc. Any closing remarks on this particular topic?
Closing remarks. So the marriage is an important institution, and men, women need to know what to do before they get in there. More importantly, they need to be taught in the home. Mm. The children, as they are growing up, what to do and what to look for also in a woman. Because if you hastily marry, you're going to get a woman who doesn't know how to cook.
Mm.
And after 2 weeks, you'll be sent back to be taught how to cook. This, I heard this, it happened, a true story, recently. And so, even as you yourself have been taught these chores, you need time before you marry to get acquainted, to make sure that your friend has also been taught these obvious things. But it happens that, unfortunately, some are not taught, and so it makes the new marriage strained and distressed.
Mm.
Conditions in society are but a reflection of the conditions in the homes of a nation, and therefore a change in the homes by teaching our children as they grow up, this will be reflected in a changed society. And finally, 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 tells us, God is actually able to make all grace abound toward all of us, so that we may be all sufficient in all things. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Doc, I'm going to ask that I once again, please do pray for us as we give thanks to this beautiful conversation we have had.
Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to praise you for this time that we have had to talk about the importance of training the boys and the girls in our homes to prepare to be useful members of their families for the glory of your name. I will pray that you help each and every home, each and every parent to take up this duty, so that we can be able to offload into the society responsible families with responsible family members. Dispense us now with your blessings, because it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Doc, thank you so much for coming through and joining us. Have yourself a wonderful day and a blessed Sabbath.
Thank you. Happy Sabbath.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.